welcome to Milwaukee on the Psych One Fanatic podcast. Chris Williams here. First of all, before we begin day one, I want to thank our friends from AgriGold. Without AgriGold, we would not be here in Milwaukee covering the Cyclones for you all at CycloneFanatic.com. So again, shout out to AgriGold. They are a great supporter of Cyclone Fanatic, where literally 20,000 plus of you come on here every single day to follow your favorite team. And we appreciate that, them giving us the capabilities to do this. So thank you to AgriGold. Planting time coming up. Get a hold of our guys from AgriGold. I will personally get you in touch with the guy you need to if you contact me via my Twitter at Chris M. Williams, at Chris M. Williams at CycloneFanatic.com as well. Hit me up. Okay, so Iowa State arrived at the Hilton in downtown Milwaukee at around 4:30 today. And did have a chance to catch up with Coach Prohm, caught up with Matt Thomas, as well as Naz Mitru-Long. I'm going to just play you guys those interviews in full. I'll edit them up real nicely. Really, the only news to come from today, most of you, I'm sure, are aware Steve Prohm's wife is 9 months pregnant right now. Baby could come at any time. The plan in place, should that be in Milwaukee, Coach Prohm would fly back to be there for the birth of his child, and William Small would take over the head coaching duties if that were to be the case. That's really the only news from today. Nonetheless, we did learn more about Nevada, learn more about Iowa State's NCAA tournament opponent. And first, let's start off with comments from head coach Steve Prohm.
Okay, anything new since Sunday?
Family's good, players are good, and good practice this morning, ready to go. So off the rest of the day, and we'll eat dinner tonight and get going tomorrow.
I know a lot of the guys are from here. Have you been impressed with their focus level? How's that?
Yeah, they've been good. We've talked about it. I keep saying, hey, this is the last time I'm going to talk about it, and then I say one more thing about it, but it's so, I mean, we're not going to talk about it anymore. We're here. It's a great city. Glad to be here. This city's been really good to Iowa State for a long time. It's great we got three players here. They've all been very impactful to our program. And so I'm excited, to be honest, that their families, they don't have to travel to see them play. That's huge. And also it's great being, again, 5 hours from home.
Now that you've watched Nevada a few more times, can you compare them to a Big 12 team? Do they remind you of anybody, just style of play, how they not necessarily personnel-wise, but what they like to do?
Trying to go through the league. You know, not really. I mean, they're, Iowa State, to be honest. I mean, us. I mean, you know, kind of a lot of freedom on offense, make threes. You know, the five-man is the one position that's very different. I mean, our five is not like their five, but very good offensive team. Four guys, double figures, spread you out. You know, I would say us if I was going to name anybody.
Yeah. What have you seen from Marshall? I know he's gotten a lot of praise. You know,
He's good. I played against him when I was at Murray, and I knew when Missouri State lost him, I know that was a big loss for them. I know that program was really, upset's the right word, but disappointed he left because he was an impact player for them, and he's come here in Nevada and done the same thing. You know, the best thing he does, he can really make shots, but he also has 100 plus assists as well, and so obviously he's a big key to the game, and but he's playing with a lot of confidence, but he's a good player.
Coach, what goes through your mind when you travel, when you leave for the NCAA tournament? What's this day like?
This is great. I mean, this is, for me, as dreaming about it and watching it for, the whole tournament every day since I was probably eight, nine years old, this is the best couple weeks of my life from a standpoint of, being a part of this. It's not everybody gets to do this. And this program has been able to do it the last 6 years in a row, which you look at that, only 10 teams have done that six or more times in a row. That's incredible. But it's great. It's the best time of the year. I love it. We're fortunate, and now we got to try to win and beat a good team on Thursday.
First thought today, tourney, or are we going to have the baby?
We're not going to have it today, I don't think. So, but, I hate my wife's not here. That's probably the toughest thing, because you want to be able to share these moments, because she's done a lot for me to be able to come here to take this job. And so you want them here Saturday. Last weekend was great, so hopefully we're able to advance and I can get her back.
Last week was tough on her, right?
Yeah, it was
she
a little
put
bit.
On a
yeah,
nice
yeah, yeah. She's
front.
Great at that. But yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's hard. But you know, she wants to be here, and I want her here with me. But it just wasn't. It's not able to work out right now. And so,
how do you get back? You have a plane lined
yeah,
up.
Yeah, if I need to get back, yeah.
Anything, and this is probably the dumbest question you've had all day. Do you have to change your style because you're facing different, you've got different refs?
No.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
No.
I mean, I would assume West Virginia might, but I'm not asking
yeah,
you to comment on that.
We'll yeah, do what
okay.
we do.
Yeah.
Don't over-prepare either. I think that sometimes screws you up, too. We're just, you know, here's what they do. Let's do what we do and then play.
I heard in your guys' press conference on Saturday night, one of the first things that Monte said was, hey, the last time we did this, we lost UAB. I'm not going to let that happen again. Had those guys who were on that team brought that up, or is that just a deal where they don't even need to talk about it? How is that?
No, we talked about it right away after the game. I mean, in the locker room, right in my post-game speech with them, we talked about it. And then they brought it up in the post-game conference, in the post-game press conference. I think this is a focus group. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll be at our best Thursday, and hopefully that's good enough.
Did you look at that game? Did you watch it?
No, oh, I watched the ending.
Live, I mean. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I didn't. You know, I may have saw the last couple minutes live. I never watched the whole game when I got the job. I just watched the last 2 minutes just to see what happened down the stretch. But obviously, I'm sure. You know, we didn't play great that night, but you know, everybody's good though this time of year. You know, I was familiar with that league, UAB, Middle Tennessee, UTEP. Those teams are good.
If you've got to head back to Ames at 2 o'clock tomorrow, is there a plan in place among
your
staff?
William will take over. Okay. You know, he's been with me for what, 6 years now, 4 or 6 years, and you know, I trust him, and he's great with the guys and understands what I want. So if that happens, he'll take over.
All right, there you hear it, head coach Steve Prohm. I also caught up with Matt Thomas. You'll hear that interview next, and then we're just going to bleed right into comments from Naz Mitru-Long as well.
In his post-game press conference, he said was, the last time I was on this stage, then we lost UAB.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, like, for the guys that were on that team, how much that has actually been talked about, or is it something that you don't really need to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of more talked about last year just because it was the following year.
Mm-hmm.
But Monte's right. You know, the last time we won the Big 12 tournament championship, you know, we laid an egg in the first game of the NCAA tournament. But I think it's something that we don't need to talk about. All of us remember that feeling. You know, we're going to do everything in our power to not have that feeling again.
Do you have special feelings about Milwaukee? I know you grew up a few hours, but playing state tournaments here, have you ever had any big games here?
Well, they do state in Madison at the Kohl Center, but played in a ton of AU tournaments in Milwaukee, played a lot of basketball here, so I'm definitely comfortable.
Are we, being the media and just fans in general, overblowing, oh, these guys are coming home, there's a bunch of distractions. Is that overblown or is that real?
I mean, it's real, but I mean, we're all mature men. You know, coaches talk to us, and I mean, we're 22, 23 years old. I mean, we should all be mature enough to block out those distractions, and our family and friends should understand that we're here, you know, to win two games. And I mean, we're gonna have time with them, obviously, in our downtime, but you know, they can't be a distraction, and they gotta, you know, respect, you know, our time, you know, with our team as well.
As far as Nevada goes, do they remind you of anybody that you've played this year?
This year?
Just schematically, not necessarily personnel, but I mean, Coach Prohm said they're a lot like you guys.
Yeah, probably. They have a lot of talent. They can really score the basketball. They play fast. So yeah, I think us would be a pretty fair comparison.
Would you rather play a team like you're, when you're a 5 seed, you're probably going to get a mid-major. Would you rather get a team that likes to run?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I'd rather not play a team that would like want to slow the game down and maybe, you know, control the tempo. I want the tempo to be in our favor, and I don't think they're going to slow it down. They're going to try to play basketball just like we are, and you know, it's going to be a fun game.
Are we, like the media, making too big of a deal out of all these guys coming back to Milwaukee?
No. I mean, it's a homecoming. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think, if anything, you know, it might not even be as big as people think, you know, because when we went to Chicago, I feel like it got blown up for Abdul, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I've seen a lot, and I mean, maybe because it was deeper, that's a Sweet 16. But, you know, if I was going home, I'd expect the same thing. This is home to them. This is where they grew up. So, I mean, given the opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament in front of, you know, people that came from rough areas that you'd never know if they would be D1 when they were younger. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I don't.
When you guys won on Saturday night, Monte on his post-game press conference, one of the first things he brought up was UAB. How much has that been talked about, and how much is it even needed to be talked about leading into tomorrow and Thursday?
Honestly, it's been brought up, talked about a little bit. It's used as a tool to keep us humble,
yeah.
But I definitely wouldn't say it's the focal point of our conversations, because, I mean, if you continuously bring up something like that brings so much negative vibes and memories, and just everything about it was just wrong, you know, maybe that's going to carry on to our game. So it's been a topic.
What's the difference between this team and that one 2 years ago?
I think this team, you know, we didn't have as much talent top to bottom as that team. And in that benefit, everybody has accepted their roles. And I think because, you know, anyone could have scored on that team, got 25, 30. Mm-hmm. We have a good group of guys that could do that. But, you know, I think more so we're leaning on a bunch of different guys who accept the role. Maybe their night is not the night, you know, but they contribute in pitching 5 or 10. So I think that's what really made us cohesive.
Matt Thomas, Naz Mitrulong, good stuff, fellas. We'll have a lot more coverage for you. Just check out our front page. I'm going to be writing about these things. I'm going to get an NCAA tournament running blog going with links and all that good stuff. And then I will be downtown Milwaukee at the arena all day tomorrow. Iowa State's media availability is not till like 5 o'clock at night, so it'll be a little bit slower during the day, and we'll pick up the pace with coverage in the afternoon. I'm going to try and do a podcast from every day, stuff like this, while I'm here in Milwaukee. Thanks to AgriGold. Thanks to all of you listening. We love you. Have a great weekend. Oh, it's not weekend yet. I guess it's only Tuesday, but you know what I mean. Go State.